Well, everybody, welcome back to the show, and we're going to get into a topic that many sports fans have been talking about and have not exactly been too thrilled with, and that is, of course, baseball and the fact that they're not yet coming out with a plan to get started again that both the players and the owners can agree on. The latest is that the players have countered the owner's offer with a, what was it, 90-game season, I believe, 100% fully prorated salaries and such, whereas the owners previously had done, like, what, 78 games, I think it was, and 75% salary, something like that, but it wasn't completely 75%. So, look, these numbers don't mean a thing. It's a very, very simple fact that we're in a very serious crisis right now. Somewhere between 20 and 25 million people, maybe more, out of work, including myself, although I got a new job starting a week from tomorrow. A lot of people have died because of this. A lot of people have been infected. One in every 150 people in the country have been infected by this. So, yeah, it's not exactly popular right now to to have a situation where you've got millionaire players and billionaire owners arguing over how much they're getting paid to play a game. Now, I understand the dynamics. I understand the owners want to make a profit, and they have had historically been wanting to kind of get their own back against the players because of free agency and whatnot. And then you've got the players who have historically not liked the owners because for decades up until free agency came along, the owners had the power, the players had none. So, yeah, it is not exactly the best of times if you're a baseball fan. Minor League Baseball is pretty much done for this year. High school season's obviously over with. Legion season, I haven't heard anything about. I think it's not going to take place after all, unfortunately. You've got some college wooden bat leagues, like the one that has a team in my local county, the Forest City Owls, that are supposed to be starting up on July 1st. I'm not so certain that's going to happen because, there are indications there could be a spike coming up, another wave coming. So the governor may decide, even though the political pressure is going to be on him not to decide this way, but he might very well decide to keep us in the current phase that we're in right now. But as for Major League Baseball, they have had 3 months to come up with a plan, and they haven't come up with anything workable that both sides can agree upon. Now you get people go, well, the union never is always greedy and all that, but that, yeah, you tend to be right about that. But the truth of the matter is that the owners are just as bad. You know, if the players were to take a big pay cut and the owners were to open the gates up tomorrow, would they lower ticket prices for you? Nope. So, yeah. There are indications that there are certain owners in Major League Baseball who would like to not even have a season because it would be an ability to reshape the financial landscape of Major League Baseball. And that would be changed basically on the backs of the baseball players. Now, if this were a time when there's no, the pandemic's not going on, it would be bad enough. But like with hockey in 2004 and 2005, where they didn't even have a season, it made sense long term to do what they did. But it was the stubbornness of both sides that caused the season to be lost. Now, then we've got a situation where You have a pandemic going on. You've got mass unemployment. You've got over 100,000 deaths because of this COVID-19. You've got 2 million infections over the course of a little over 3 months. And you want people to be sympathetic to either side because of this? Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen at all. So what most likely is going to happen is that you're going to get a deal done, because the pressure will be on to get something done. I think politicians will get involved soon enough. They're going to need something to get some kind of a positive bounce after what we've seen in the last few couple of weeks with the whole George Floyd protest. And obviously anything will make them look good, they're going to do. And what would make them look good, really good right now, is to tell those owners and baseball players to get their act together and get a season started. So, yeah, there will not be any Major League Baseball on July 4th. Unless it's exhibition or something like that. So, yeah, it is not fun to be a baseball fan and to go into the third month of the season without any baseball. And where, you know, it's fine if there were a plan and we knew there were going to be games soon enough and it was an adjustable plan. But the truth of the matter is that there's nothing workable right now. Because, yeah, they're getting close, but I have a feeling that there's going to be some pushback from the owners to go, you know what? We want to break the back of the union. We want to basically humble them. And I think that may very well happen here. I think there could very well be a move by the owners to kind of get back what they've lost over the last few decades, and that is power over their payroll and power over the players. And, you know, you can make a statement, you know, how in the world can you pay a player $25 million to play a game? That's going to resonate well with people who are scrounging around trying to pay the rent next month because they've been out of work because of this coronavirus. Not because they got fired or anything, but because their workplace isn't working because they're closed right now. So, yeah, you know, it is not a fun time to be a baseball fan. And as it stands right now, it doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon, no matter how mad the fans get, no matter how mad the pundits get, the sports talk radio pundits and such, the sports talk callers and such will get mad, but players apparently don't mind it as much as the owners do, because or I should say the owners don't mind it as the players do, because the owners are still getting their money. Now, what can bring about this to change to get a deal done? Well, there's local TV deals that are going to go through the local broadcasters and such are going, look, we paid for a certain amount of games. And it would not be surprising if you had a few lawsuits filed, especially considering the fact that a lot of these are through a distribution system that regional cable networks that were recently sold from Fox to another company. And actually not quite sold yet. I think Gray Broadcasting is buying them, but I'm not 100% sure if that sale's gone through yet. Originally they were going to be bought by Sinclair, but Sinclair's got some issues politically right now that they got to be careful of. And ESPN originally wanted them as part of the deal when they bought Fox, FX, and the other cable networks except for Fox News and FS1 and FS2. And of course, Fox, the main broadcasting network, still remains with News Corp. For those of you who don't know the details of the deal, basically Fox News Corp sold everything but Fox Network, FS1, FS2, and Fox News to Disney. So FX is no longer a Fox Network, even though it still has the name, which could be some big changes in the near future. So yeah. So that deal is going to have an impact because if I'm a if I recently purchased these networks, I need to make my money back. You know, putting out all this money. And if I'm not getting that revenue in from advertising live baseball games, I'm not going to be too happy about that. So, yeah, you know, as crazy as it sounds, we are facing a situation where baseball may have no other choice but to play some games this year, because if they don't, there is a very good chance that baseball will suffer even more financially than they have already. And nobody really wants to see that, because it would mean that Major League Baseball, as we know of it right now, would be in serious jeopardy of going out of business. Now, there would be a Major League Baseball, but it wouldn't be what we all know of it as today. And there are probably some people who wouldn't mind that, because it would reduce salaries and all of that. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next little bit, because things are going to change. Things are changing, folks, and a lot of interesting things are going on in the world right now, and attitudes are changing. And I have a feeling that owners and players who once enjoyed the riches of never-endingly seemingly demand for their product now all of a sudden realize that maybe that product isn't so popular anymore. So yeah, that is definitely something to keep an eye on, because like I said, things could very well change in a heartbeat. And as much as you know, we may love baseball and all of that, this is a business first and foremost, and they're having to deal with the worst crisis they've ever faced. Or I should say the first. Well, I would dare say this is worse than the '94 strike, because you know, you don't have a pandemic going on to worry about. You know, back then it was just owners and players couldn't get on the same page. The fans were upset, and when the '94 season got canceled, so. But that was then. This is now, and fans are less than forgiving right now, because we've been through this before. We want our baseball. I want my baseball. I'd like to watch the Braves again. So, or any baseball for that matter. But we shall see. Anyhow, that is the end of this little blurb. I hope you have enjoyed it. We'll talk to you again soon. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.